You're listening to the Ask Ava podcast, where we give real answers to real questions from teens and young adults about relationships, consent, dating violence, and more. My name is Jessica Scoltetti. I'm an outreach and community engagement manager at Safe and Sound Somerset. We have free services in Somerset County, New Jersey for children, teens, and adults who have witnessed or experienced dating, domestic, or sexual violence. So today we're joined by one of our volunteers, a special guest, Ella Blank, who goes to the University of Maryland. Hi, Ella.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here, because today we have a very difficult question. Dear Ava, what if I didn't want to have sex, but I gave in because I felt pressured to? So we were talking a little bit before this episode, and we came up with a couple of different kinds of pressure. So Ella, I think you wanted to kind of speak to this first.
Yeah, I think with this question, there are a lot of layers to it. When we were discussing it earlier, there's different types of pressures that we talked about. One that Jessica brought up was societal pressure and those kinds of feelings that people can feel within themselves. And a perspective that I saw from it too was partner pressure. If you have a partner that's pressuring you into having sex or something like that. So I think we're going to talk about both.
Yeah. Thank you. We've heard questions, especially in high school, from folks who have said, like, for example, when we talk about societal pressure, people have said to me, I felt like I had to lose my virginity by a certain age, or that I had to have sex because all my friends were having sex, or they're talking about it at least. Or, you know, I see all the teen movies and shows and everybody's, you know, getting together or whatever, and I felt like I had to do it. So my partner didn't actually pressure me, but I said yes because I felt this internal pressure or from society that I had to say yes and do it at some point. And I just want to be very clear, like, that's really hard. That can be really hard because some people feel really upset about it afterwards. And I just want people to know that whatever you're feeling is valid in that way. What do you think about that, Ella?
Yeah, just like you said, your feelings are valid no matter, you know, what happens. I think that sex can be something that's super empowering, and sometimes it's not. And I think that that's okay. You're allowed to feel however you want to feel. We encourage you not to feel shameful about something that's happened. We encourage you not to feel poorly about something, you know, a decision that you've made or something that's happened to you.
Yeah. And I think something you can ask yourself if you're struggling after this is, like you said, yes, it wasn't your partner who pressured you. It was yourself. Is like, where is that pressure coming from? Right. And that might be something you can talk to with a counselor or a therapist or a trusted adult, or even Safe and Sound Somerset on our helpline. We can support you as you work through some of those emotions, because it can be really hard. We want to be really clear too. Like, if you feel like you have to have sex, that's not true. Some people are asexual and don't want to have sex, right? Like, whatever it is, like, there's no age, there's no like deadline, even if it feels like there is, there's no deadline here. And there's just all this pressure from society. And my heart goes out to anybody who's struggling with that, because it's very real. I really wanted to bring that up because we've gotten that question several times in high school environments, and it's really hard. So on that note, you know, I was hoping we could also talk about like what you said, Ella, which was the partner pressure, which is something we hear more about. So would you like to kind of start us off with that?
Sure. Yeah. Thank you for acknowledging that there are other pressures, you know, in society from friends that aren't necessarily from partners, because they can be just as overwhelming sometimes. And I think when it comes to partner pressure, it's a different kind of pressure, but also we hear that a lot. And I think that if you gave in because you felt pressured to by your partner, that's a whole other situation where, first, I'm sorry that happened to you. No one should be pressuring you to do anything. Or making you feel uncomfortable for saying no. I think saying no can be scary in certain situations, and I acknowledge that those situations can be difficult to manage, but people say no all the time, and I think it's very difficult for some people to say no. And I'd like to acknowledge that you shouldn't place blame on yourself for having the fear to say no. And I think it opens a conversation of, are we allowing our partners to say no? Are we putting them in situations where they would feel comfortable to say no? In certain relationships, maybe you don't realize that you are making your partner feel uncomfortable to say no or pressuring them in that way.
That's such a great point, is like us all being more aware of how we treat other people. Because ultimately, if someone did pressure or guilt or force you, that is sexual assault. If you felt like you had to say yes to survive, if you felt blackmailed, like someone said, like, if you say no, I'll leave you or I'll hurt you or whatever that might be, that's abuse. You can't consent under pressure. It has to be 100% freely given, right? Which means you can always change your mind, right? There's a lot of like aspects to consent. But yeah, this is plain and simple a form of sexual violence, of sexual assault, of rape. And I know that's difficult for people to hear sometimes because it's not talked about in that way, but we want to encourage people to seek out help if you feel that you're in that position, if you're ready to do that, because it can really help to talk to someone. I know that not everyone feels that way, and that's okay. But that's what our helpline is for and our services.
And if you had an experience where you did have sex because you felt pressured to, like you said, that is sexual assault, and you should never feel shameful at yourself for that happening. Being put in that position is never okay. Like you said, you can't give free consent under pressure. And I think that shame that people can feel from not being able to say no, again, we encourage you not to feel shameful. It's not your fault. You didn't deserve that. You should never feel pressured or feel like you can't say no or that you don't have the ability to. And it can be difficult to say no.
And if your partner made you feel that way, that's their responsibility and their fault and is not yours. I know we've said a version of that before in this podcast, but you did not decide to do that. A person decides to sexually assault somebody, and they know that, right? It is a form of taking away someone's power and control. And especially, like, again, if you didn't have a choice, if you felt like you couldn't, if you were scared to say no, that was not your fault. I cannot say that enough. So, like, my heart goes out to anybody who's dealing with that because it's very difficult. And I just want people to know that there is help available if you feel, you can report it to police if you feel like if you want the law involved. I know some people don't feel like they can do that safely, and I understand that's difficult for people to report, but you can even call or text us. Without reporting it, you can just get support. You don't have to do that. So I just wanted to mention that we have counseling, we have legal advocacy, we have our helpline where we support people, we have a sexual assault response team that meets with survivors 5 days after, within 5 days of a sexual assault in New Jersey. All of these are free services that are available to you.
Yes, those are all very helpful. Thank you for sharing those.
Yeah, and because I feel like people don't always know. If you're not in that situation or you don't know somebody who's in that situation, you may not have any idea of what like services are available in your area. So, I think as we wrap this up, this was a really difficult question for us to answer because again, there's just so many layers. And I wanted to thank you, Ella, for being willing to delve into the difficult parts of this within ourselves, within the pressure from society, and then from partners too.
Yeah, it's definitely important to acknowledge that there are multiple aspects of this question. So I wanted to make sure that we hit all of them. And thank you for sharing the resources. I think having someone to talk to, or no matter what you're feeling or what you've gone through, is always a great thing to emphasize too.
Yeah, so our number is 866-685-1122. And again, that's the Safe and Sound Somerset 24/7 call or text helpline. And we're here to support you. So just know that even if it was a pressure you felt within yourself, that is something that our helpline advocates can support you with and, provide some emotional support in that way. Thank you so much, Ella, for this really great conversation today.
Thank you, Jessica.
To speak with an expert about relationship or sexual violence, call or text the Safe and Sound Somerset 24/7 confidential helpline at 866-685-1122 for supportive listening, information, and safety planning. In the United States, you can also call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-7233 or the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 800-656-4673. Want to ask Ava a question? Submit it at www.safe-sound.org/ask-ava. Thank you for listening today. Join us next time here on Ask Ava.